Back to the practice field for the Jags Wednesday, starting prep for Sunday's Week 7 matchup with the Buffalo Bills. The International Series continues at Wembley Stadium in London. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick with you. Jaguars are trying to get past the four consecutive losses since starting 1-1, and they'll try to do that in a place that's becoming more familiar as each year passes, Wembley Stadium in London. It'll be packed again Sunday for the Jags' third straight season with a game in that stadium. The weeks have been great there the last couple of years, but not the results on Sundays. A big loss to the 49ers a couple of years ago, and then the Cowboys outmanned the Jags last season. This trip will be shorter. The team travels Thursday night, and they'll arrive Friday morning. And this will likely be a part of the schedule for the foreseeable future for this franchise, and it's time to make it an advantage.
Yeah, I think it definitely helps out. You know, I think Ole talks about all the time, you know, being able to come up with a winning routine. Write down what you do every day. Write down what you do, you know, on Saturday before the game, on Sunday before the game. And this is an opportunity to kind of iron out, you know, what your routine is and go into London. You get a chance at it every year to practice it and find out, you know, what helps you the most. So I think it definitely can be a benefit.
A few notes from Wednesday. Running back T.J. Yeldon was held out of practice Wednesday with a groin strain. Stay tuned. That could change as the week goes along. And with Corey Grant done with a hip flexor injury, the Jags elevated running back Joe Banyard from the practice squad. And tight end Julius Thomas was limited in practice Wednesday, wearing a non-contact red jersey after banging up his ribs, falling on a ball last week. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Jaguars traveling later in the week this year, John. How does that affect the team?
Well, it's truly one of those things that if they win, it worked. If they get blown out again, which they had the last couple of years, and it didn't work. Talking to players, they like the idea of being able to practice here, being able to prepare here, and then going over and having that more of a normal road trip feel. If it works, great.
We'll find out this week for sure. It is time, though, for the Jags to get something positive in return for their investment throughout each week. Four straight losses, a few close wins, games they felt they should have had. It's time to finally fight through and get something done on the field.
Yeah, and this will sound a little bit like a broken record, but in talking to players in the locker room and some of the veteran players today, they still believe it. They believe it's close. It's a real tone when they say it. It's not player speak or whatever. And they believe that it's a matter of closing some things in the fourth quarter, eliminating the mistakes. And I get that it's stuff that people have heard, that we've said, tired of talking about it. Yeah. People are tired of hearing it. But it's what's got to get done. At some point, you got to close these games, and then things start to turn. You have more belief, and it should flow from there. Until it happens, it's hard to hear.
Might as well kill two birds with one stone and do it at Wembley Stadium, a place, like you said, the Jags have not played well the last couple of years, and it's probably going to be a part of the schedule for a while to come.
Well, and that's another thing I was talking to players in the locker room about today. Look, at some point, or not at some point now, this is a home game. This is a game that's going to be one of eight on your schedule. And you have to figure out a way to make that a home field advantage. It's not really fair to say that it hasn't been the last couple of years. They lost big to San Francisco and Dallas. They've lost big to a lot of people. So I don't know how much different those games would have been. But at some point, this needs to turn into something where when players go out on this field, they feel like they're at an advantage in London, because you want the same edge that you have out here, because home games matter in this league. So make this a home game.
The Jaguars are headed to London Thursday afternoon, arriving Friday morning. All the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.